Parshas Kisavos, the Parshios of the Brachos and Klalos, the blessings and the curses, as Klal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, they create a bris chadasha, a new bris, a new covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Brachos and Klalos. And of course, this is not the first time we read of Brachos and Klalos. The first time, of course, is the end of Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Bichukosai. But here again, as Klal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, there's a necessity for a new covenant, and that new covenant comes with these brachos and klalos. And the Gemara in Meseches Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis notes multiple differences between the brachos and klalos in Sefer Vayikra and the brachos and klalos in Sefer Dvarim. However, I would like to focus on a different distinction between the brachos in Sefer Vayikra and the brachos in Parshas Kisavo in Sefer Dvarim. If you take a look at the end of the klalos in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosa, you'll note that after the klalos, after the curses, their words of bracha, their words of nechama, their words of comfort, their words of blessing, there's inspiration, there's words that there'll be a tomorrow, things will be okay, don't worry. V'zachartis brisi Yaakov, v'zachartis brisi Yitzchak, v'yafis brisi Avram, v'eretz eskora, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, even after all the curses, after all the pain, and after all the suffering, it'll be okay. I will remember the covenant of Avram, the covenant with Yitzchak, the covenant with Yaakov, and I will remember the land of Eretz Yisrael. But if you look here in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavo, you first read the brachos, the blessings, and then you read the klalos, the curses, and the curtains close. The show is over. There is no comfort. There's no consolation. There's no brachos, no blessings. And the story is over. What happened? Why doesn't the klalos finish with some words of inspiration, with some words of comfort, with some words of futuristic hope, and that things will be okay, like the end of the klalos in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosai? This question is raised by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's raised by the Zohar HaKadosh, and many of the classical Mefarshei HaChumash note this problem. However, I would like to suggest the following answer. Some klalos and some brachos are obvious. It's clear as day when there's a blessing in my life, and it's clear as day when there's a curse in my life. It's very obvious. Hashem makes it very, very clear when brachos are sent, when there's simchas, when there are weddings, there are chasanos, there are bar mitzvahs, bas mitzvahs, there's such great events, familially, communally, individually in our lives. It's clear. And then, lo aleinu, there's some very painful, difficult, trying trials and tribulations that we go through in life. Death, sickness, epidemics, pandemics, it's clear that they're klalos. But there's sometimes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us brachos and klalos, blessings and curses, and we're unable to see them. We don't recognize them. The clarity of brachos and klalos, that's Sefer Vayikra. That's Parshas Bechukosai. I see a curse and I know it's a curse. I see a bracha and I know it's a bracha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe, this week's Parsha tells us it's not always so obvious. And what you think is a klala, what you think is a curse, might not be. Look more carefully and hold back before judging that this is really a klala. Look deeper. Decipher. Wait. Step back. Maybe that which is a klala really is a bracha. And maybe your curse and the curses that are being received aren't really curses. But maybe they're really blessings in disguise. And that's what I think the answer is as to why in this week's parsha there's no comfort and no consolation. There's no blessing and no inspiration at the end of the klalos. Because the klalos themselves have to be seen as brachos. Look at them more carefully. Try to understand where in the darkness there's light. Where in the challenge is going to be triumph. Where in the difficulty there's going to be the ability to succeed. Those are the klalos that we read about in this week's Parsha. These are the klalos in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Kisavo. The klalos themselves can be turned to brachos. But it's up to us. It's not so obvious. It's not so clear. And we go through life sometimes when it's very obvious. There's days of blessing, there's days of curses. There are months of cursing, months of blessing. There are years when there's curse after curse, and there are years when there's full of blessing. But more often they're not in life. Things that we think are really difficult and bad might not really be. Sometimes we have to look closer. Sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes we have to daven harder. And sometimes it's just about really wondering, hoping, thinking, and looking and waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn the page. But if we look closer, that klal is really bracha, hence Parshas Kisavo. But it's not the only part of Parshas Kisavo where we see that you have to turn curses into blessings. If you look in the beginning of the Parsha, we recall the history of Yaakov Avinu. Of all of the avos, Yaakov lived the most difficult life. Trials and tribulations, pain and suffering. He suffered with his brother Esav. He suffered with his father-in-law Lavan. He suffered with his children. Yosef was lost, a family feud. Dina was raped, abducted. Yaakov didn't have it easy. Bikesh, Yaakov, Leshe, Bishal, at the end of his life, he said, it's enough. I just want some level of tranquility. Yaakov suffered. But fast forward, Klal Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael. And after tilling the soil, entering the land, wars and battle, difficulties, challenges, a 40-year sojourn in the desert, Klal Yisrael plants. And they build orchards and vineyards. And they settle the land. There's Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And slowly but surely they begin to see their fields blossom. And their orchards grow. And the first fruit ever are ready and are ripened and ready to be brought to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, to be brought to the Kohen. Bikurim, the first fruits. What a joy. What an amazing day. And listen to what Bnei Yisrael say when they offer these fruits for the first time. Finally, they enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. They've waited hundreds and hundreds of years, dating back to the Bris Ben Habesharim. And here's their opportunity to say, we did it. We made it. And what do they say? Arami Oved Ivri. And the Aramean, referring to Lavan, subjugated, abducted our forefather Yaakov. Vayerid Mitzrayim, we went down to Egypt. And the pasuk goes gone. B'misei me'ot, very, very small in number, 70 of us. Vayhi sham legoy gadol atzim v'rab, we got bigger, stronger, we multiplied. Vayifru vayirbu v'yatzmu b'me'od ma'od. All of a sudden, they begin to see the curses, the suffering, the challenges, the difficulties. Slowly, hundreds of years later, begins to materialize, and the psukim continue. Vayareos on a mitzrim vayanunu. The mitzrim, the Egyptians, terribly treated us. Vayitznu aleinu avoda kasha, they gave us very difficult work. Vanitzak el Hashem lo kevosenu. We davened, we cried to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yevyeinu l'makom hazeh, he brought us to this land. Vayitin l'nes haaretz hazos, he brought us to the land flowing with milk and honey. V'ata now, hine heves yes reishis pri adama. We are ready, we're prepared, we're offering our first fruit. V'samachta b'chol hatov, we're so happy, we're so joyous to be able to give this to you. Curses, difficulties, challenges, klalos, turn to bracha. Again, we see you have to wait and you have to look and you have to hope. Things will get better. Time will tell. Difficulties, challenges will pass. Every day is a day closer to things getting better. But that's the klalos that we read about in this week's parsha. They're really not klalos. And it's known that great Hasidic rebbes often pined to get the aliyah of the klala in this week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, the Rishnitzer Rebbe, and other great rebbes, the Rupchitzer. They wanted these aliyahs because they knew in the klalos, in the curses, there's something there, and the bidding wars would be high. Who would imagine? Typically, we know that the klalos and the aliyah is not given to somebody, and it's only given to the Balkri. But others had the ability to say that within the pain, within the suffering, within the darkness, there is light, there is a matana, there is a present. That's Parshas Kisavo. Those are the klalos. The curses turn to blessings. This can explain a difficulty. In the end of Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov blesses his sons, his children upon his deathbed. And when you read the first three brachos that Yaakov gives to Reuven, Shimon and Levi, his three eldest sons, you ask to yourself, brachos? Those aren't brachos. Reuven, pachas kamayim al nosar. Yaakov takes his eldest son Reuven to task for when he moved his father's bed out of the tent of Bilhah and to his mother's tent Leah. And Yaakov takes him to task on his deathbed. That's a bracha? Shimon the Levi klei chamas mecheroseim. Yaakov takes his two sons Shimon and Levi to task for going into the town, to the city of Shechem, and wiping them out. Brachos? Those aren't brachos. What kind of blessings is Yaakov giving? His three eldest sons. And the Rechaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Vayechi that when a father, a Rebbe, a teacher, a Mora loves his or her children, you punish them. You teach them through pain and through a curse sometimes. And that's what Yaakov Avinu teaches Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Yes, it's true, I'm giving you a curse and a punishment. But those curses and punishments are love. Look what I'm teaching you. Pachas kamayim al nosar. Look what I'm teaching you. Klei chamas mecheres. And there's something there. Learn from it. Understand it. A curse is not an antonym of a blessing. But often curses lead to blessings. Klalos lead to brachos. That's Parshas Kisavo, and that's what Yaakov teaches each of his sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We need to begin to look and to understand what is a bracha and what is a klala. Klalos and brachos aren't antonyms. They aren't antithetical to each other. They aren't mutually exclusive. But we have to look into our lives, we personally, individually. The lessons of all Klal Yisrael throughout our history speak to this. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, 40-year sojourn in the desert, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be awful. It's a punishment. After the Chet Amram, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sealing you in the desert for 40 years. But what happens? The man, the slav, the be'er, anani hakavod. Klal Yisrael emerge stronger, more powerful, and more dedicated, committed, united than ever. And more believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, terrible punishments, suffering, pain, death, a divorce, divide between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, what emerges, Torah Shabbat Peh, Mishnayis, Gemara, all emerge in the Golos, in Bavel, of all places, the beauty of Torah is recognized, but the Midrashim flourish. Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students die. A klala, a curse, a punishment. But what emerges from that is five outstanding disciples that Rabbi Akiva has. And from there, the entire Torah world is built. That's a klala, to be able to look at it with different eyes. Not with tunnel vision, but with deeper penetrating eyes. Chazi, we need to look and understand when things are difficult, hard for us, our families, our community, our nation, our people, civilization. There's something there. And that's what we're living through right now. We need to learn to find the light within the darkness. We need to find the bracha within the klala. There's so much bracha surrounding us, but we need to look. You know, in Lashon HaKodesh, the word for broken, damaged, is shever. Shin veiz resh. But that word shever also means sustenance. That Yaakov is told, yesh shever b'mitzrayim. We need to go to Egypt, leave Canaan. How could shever, which is broken, also mean food, sustenance, bounty? Because if you look at depth and you look deeper into something, you see suffering and you see pain, you see divide, divorce, things that are broken, you could find something to rebuild. Look to build, look to create when things are falling down, when things are broken and things don't work together and jive, let's build it. A birthing table in Lashon HaKodesh is called a mashber. That's a birthing table. It's pain, it's suffering. It's difficulty, it's challenge, it's the klal of Chava that Bezeyas HaPecha Toch HaLechem is told Adam, and to Chava is told Be'etzem Tishbri Banim, you're going to have a difficult time having children. It's a klal on the mashbir. It's not so easy to be on the birthing table. There's crying, there's tears, there's groaning in their moans. But at the same moment, very surely, there's going to be tears of joy and of happiness. There's going to be a child that's going to be brought into this world. And that's the same mashber of pain, of suffering, of klala, is also a mashber of simcha. That's our goal. And that's why the Gemara says, prior to Rosh Hashanah, we are required to read klalos shebe Mishnah Torah, the curses in Mishnah Torah, to allow us to recognize, to look back at the past year and say, you know what? There was some suffering. There was a lot of challenge and difficulty, trials and tribulations, but I need to learn how to rework and to review and to see again and again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me much shever, much bounty, and not just much broken shards. And that prepares us for the coming year to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be tich l'shana v'kila l'osea, that this year and all of its pain and its suffering should go by the wayside. And we should say tzeischem l'shalom to the difficulties, to the struggles that we've experienced so much the last half year. But one way to get past it and to get beyond it is to be able to say, I got it. That within the klal I found something, I saw something, I was able to recognize the difficulty. How many people do we know who suffer and who have challenges? But those people themselves have been able to build, to create, to grow, and to triumph. People have physical challenges, emotional challenges. Those people are able to live with them and to build and to grow. Those people are heroes because they've turned curses into blessings, klalos into brachos. Those are the people we have to stand up for. Those are the Rebbe Akivas of the world, the Klal Yisrael of the world. We need to be able to model them, to look up to them. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have the strength, the fortitude to take advantage of the opportunities that sometimes Klal has to offer, to look at them and say, I could find the blessing, I could find the bracha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, he'll be able to send us more and more bounty. Brachos ad b'li dai. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a gutke ben shtior, ksiva chasima tova to everybody, to be continued.